大家圣诞节快乐。
Yeah. A lot of places where you're going to go shop.
你们会到很多地方去买东西哈。
They're going to say happy holidays.
他们会说佳节快乐。
They tell their workers they can't say Merry Christmas.
他告诉他们的员工你不可以说圣诞快乐。
So you don't want to just say happy holidays.
所以我们不希望只是说佳节快乐。
Right? Whose holiday is it?
到底是谁的节日呢？
Why is it a holiday?
为什么它是一个节期?
Because of Jesus Christ.
就是因为耶稣基督。
Right? We celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们庆祝圣诞节是庆祝主耶稣基督的降生。
So you can be a witness during this season just by saying Merry Christmas, it's all about Jesus Christ.
所以即使在圣诞节的时候，你也可以讲说圣诞快乐，来做一个很好的见证。
And we're going to look at our Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
那今天早上我们要来特别来看我们的主耶稣基督。
Because a lot of people have a false idea of who Jesus really is.
因为很多人对主耶稣基督有一个错误的观念。
And it's important that we really know how great our Lord and Savior is.
而让我们真的明白我们的主耶稣基督是多么的伟大，是相当的重要的。
We're going to look today that only the sinless Christ of Christmas can save us.
我们今天要看，只有在圣诞节出生的无罪的基督才能够拯救罪人。
This is the glorious message of Christmas, and it's revealed in God's Word.
这是圣诞节最荣耀的信息，而且它是从上帝的话语所启示出来的。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
所以我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你差遣了耶稣。
Your only begotten Son.
你唯一的独生子。
To die for our sins on the cross.
在十字架上为我们的罪而死了。
So that we could be forgiven.
好使我们得蒙赦免。
And be given eternal life as a free gift.
必蒙赐给永生做一个白白的礼物。
We ask today that your Holy Spirit.
我们求主今天借着你的圣灵。
We'd open the eyes of our understanding.
能够打开我们心中明亮的眼睛。
And we would understand just how holy and perfect and sinless our Lord Jesus Christ is.
能够让我们明白我们的主耶稣基督是多么的圣洁、无罪、完美。
When we really understand who He is.
当我们真正的明白他到底是谁。
Then we can understand how He can save us from our sins.
这样子我们才能够真正明白他如何帮我们从罪中拯救出来。
Help us know Jesus better this morning.
所以求主今天早上帮助我们更多的认识耶稣。
In His name we pray.
我们奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, so we're going to be looking at an important thing. Is your Savior sinless?
今天我们要看一个很重要的主题，就是你的救主是无罪的吗？
Right, if he's not sinless,
假如他不是无罪的，
he's not a real Savior.
他就不是一个真正的救主。
Right? How could a sinful Savior save us from our sins?
怎么可能一个有罪的救主把我们从罪中拯救出来呢？
But in America, we have major problems.
但是在美国，我们有一个很大的问题。
They did a survey in 2003.
在2003年做了一个调查。
And 42% of Americans believe Jesus committed sins.
42%的美国人相信耶稣犯过罪。
Now, it got better in 2009.
但是在2009年，它稍微有点进步。
Only 33% of Americans believe Jesus committed sins.
只有33%的美国人相信耶稣犯过罪。
And then in 2015.
但是在2015年的时候。
Only 52% believe Jesus.
有52%的人相信耶稣是犯过罪的。
There's a problem here is the Christians aren't talking up enough about Jesus and how perfect he is.
所以这边的问题就是基督徒没有好好的谈说耶稣怎么样是一个完美无罪的。
Right? And another problem is even Christians aren't reading their Bibles.
那另外一个问题是即使基督徒都不读自己的圣经。
There's no way you could know your Bible and believe that Jesus ever sinned.
不可能你明白你的圣经却相信耶稣犯过罪。
Now, there's an important reason. Why do people want a sinful Savior?
那么为什么人们想要有一个有罪的救主呢？
Right. There is a reason why people want to believe that Jesus actually sinned.
人们想要相信耶稣确实犯过罪是有一个原因的。
That's because if you have a Savior who sinned, then you give yourself a license to sin.
那就是假如你的救主犯过罪，那么你就给自己一个去犯罪的执照。
Right? If even my Lord Jesus couldn't keep from sinning,
假如说我自己的主耶稣都没有办法不犯罪的话，
then how could I believe he can help me keep from sinning?
那么我怎么能相信他可以防止我不犯罪呢？
Okay, there's spiritual warfare going on here.
所以在这里我们看到一个属灵的征战。
Okay. The message of Christmas is clear.
但是圣诞的信息是非常清楚的。
Matthew 1:21.
在马太福音一章二十一节。
And she shall bring forth a son.
她将要生一个儿子。
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
For he shall save his people from their sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Didn't say he would save us in our sins.
他没有说在我们的罪的里面救我们。
You don't get saved and just continue living as you did before.
上帝不是拯救我们，要我们继续活在过去的样子当中。
He saves us from our sins.
他把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
That's what his name Jesus means.
他的名字耶稣就是这个意思。
Jesus means Savior.
耶稣的名字就是救主。
And his Jewish name literally means Jehovah is Savior.
事实上，他的犹太名的真正意思就是耶和华是救主。
Now most of the world is tragically deceived.
大多数的世人都很悲惨的被欺骗了。
50% of all adults believe anyone who's generally good.
那 50% 的成年人都相信，假如一个人一般来说是一个善良的人，
or if you just do enough good things,
或是在一生当中做了足够的善事，
then you can earn a place in heaven.
那么他就赢得了在天堂的一个地方。
Okay, but this is totally wrong, and we're going to see that.
那这个观念是错的，好，待会我要解释。
You don't get into heaven by you being good.
我们不是靠自己做一个好人可以进到天堂。
Because you can't be good enough.
因为我们好到最好的地步都还不够。
Right? People want to ignore their sin.
人们常常想要忽视他们自己的罪。
And just focus on accumulating good works.
只专注在累积很多好很多的善行。
Right, so I'll forget about the bad things I've done.
所以不要，就是我把我做过的坏事全部忘掉。
And I'll just keep piling up the good works.
我就一直来堆积我的善行。
And that'll get me into heaven.
那么这样做就可以让我到天堂去了。
Now common sense should tell us this doesn't work.
但是一般常识会告诉我们这个行不通。
Right, who's this lady?
这个女士是谁？
She's Lady Justice, right? Very famous in America and Western civilization.
在西方的文明还有美国呢，非常有名。她是一个正义女神。
Okay, now notice some special things about justice.
那在正义这边，我希望大家留意几件事。
And this is why you don't want justice when you go to heaven.
这就是为什么你到天堂去的时候呢，你不希望有正义。
Okay, first of all, notice she has a blindfold on.
首先，她脸上罩上了一个罩子。
And that symbolizes that she's blinded to all prejudice.
换句话说，她的眼睛蒙上罩，就是说她没有任何的偏见。
Right? Justice doesn't look at you how pretty you are, how smart you are, how good you've been.
好，公义他不看你多漂亮，你多好，或是你做了多少好事。
Because the second symbol here is the scales of justice.
那这个正义女神手上拿的第二个呢，就是称正义的公义的天平。
See if you.committed a crime,
假如你犯了一个错,
and you stand before the judge,
你在这法官面前站着,
you're going to get justice.
你会得到他的正义。
But when you get justice, what happens?
但是你的正义之后，他发生什么事情呢?
Or is the judge going to ask, give me all your good works? We want to know how much good you've done in your life, and we'll put that on this side of the scale.
法官不会说，哎，你把你所有的好事拿来，我们把它放到这个天平的一边。
And then we're going to look at this.Crime you supposedly committed, we'll put it on the other side.
啊，把你所犯的错、所犯的罪全部堆在另外一个秤上。
Right, we'll see which one is heavier.
我们看哪一个比较重。
Right. See the problem. Have you ever been to a court? How many have you been on a jury in jury?
我们有多少人当过陪审团员
？Okay, I have. I got to go to a jury one time, and it was amazing.
我有一次当陪审团员，非常的有意思。
Because we had a man who.Was drunk driving. He got arrested drunk driving.
有一个人醉酒驾车，所以被逮捕了。
And he was arrested.
他被逮捕。
And he was a carpenter.
他是一个木匠。
So he had this sharp tool that he kept in his back.
所以他后面就带了一个很尖的一个工具。
So when he was arrested, he didn't tell the police he had that.
所以当他被捕的时候，他没有告诉警察说他身上有这样一个工具。
But that was considered a concealed weapon under the law.
但是在法律上认为这是一个隐藏的这个犯罪的工具的武器。
So when he was arrested, he should have told the police he had that.
所以当他被捕的时候，他应该告诉这个警察说他后面有一个这个木匠的工具。
But he didn't. They discovered it when they got to the police department.
他没有讲，结果到了警察局，警察发现他带了这样一个工具。
So now he wasn't just arrested for drunk driving.
所以他现在被捕不单单只是酗酒驾车。
Concealed weapon.
还有就是一个隐藏一个犯罪的武器。
Was even a bigger punishment.
那是一个更重的犯罪。
Now when we sat and discussed his crime.
所以当我们坐在一起讨论他的罪行的时候。
We all felt bad for this guy.
我们都为他感到难过。
Because we really believe, you know, he was drunk. He's a carpenter, so he carries his tools around.
我们都相信，因为他是木匠，所以他带了一个工具，但是他醉酒了。
We don't believe he really intended to commit a crime and conceal a weapon from the police.
我们不相信说他有意的隐藏他的这个工具。
So the jury, we even asked the judge, "Can you explain this law better for us?"
所以我们甚至要求法官说，你好不好把这个法律给我们解释一下
？And it turns out, if the blade is longer than I believe 4 inches, 6 inches,
后来法官解释，假如说你的这个刀片长过4英寸的话，就被认为是一个武器。
And because you could use it and kill somebody.
因为你可以使用它把人给杀了。
See, so we all felt bad for this guy because if he's found guilty of the law of a concealed weapon, he's going to prison.
所以我们都为他感到难过哈。假如他被定罪说他是隐藏一个武器的话，他会下监狱的。
And we felt, you know, he was drunk. He didn't. His mind wasn't all there. He didn't know what he's doing.
我们说，哎呀，他喝醉了哈，他的神志不清醒，他不知道自己在干什么。
And we felt so bad for the guy.
所以为他感到相当的难过。
But the judge said, "Your job is just to determine did he commit the crime of a concealed weapon."
那法官跟我们说，你们的工作呢，就是要决定到底他有没有隐藏一个武器。
You're blinded to prejudice.
所以你对这个偏见是无视看不到的。
Doesn't matter if you like this guy.
不管你喜不喜欢这个人。
Doesn't matter if you feel for him.
不管你觉不觉对他同情。
Doesn't matter if you don't think he deserves to go to prison.
也不管你认不认为他是不是应该下到监牢去。
You only have to do one thing.
你只需做一件事。
Rules of justice, did he commit this crime according to the law?
就是根据正义的法律的明文的规定，他到底有没有犯这样一个罪？
And we had to find him guilty.
然后我们最后必须决定他是犯罪了。
Because that was the reality and the facts.
因为那是事实的真相。
We didn't ask the judge, "Oh, judge, could you tell us how many good works this man has done, and maybe we can have mercy on him and not send him to jail?"
我们没有跟法官说，哎，法官，你查查他到底做了好多事情，好事，可以免除他这件坏事。
But then don't forget, justice. Is allowed to use the sword. They have to use the sword.
然后这个女神手边拿着一个剑，好，那就是说正义呢，她有她的权威，她可以处罚犯罪。
There's always a just punishment for every crime.
每一个罪案，它都有正义的一个惩罚。
So there is not a court on the face of the earth.
所以在世界上没有一个法庭。
That is going to ask you how many good works have you done.
会问你在犯罪的时候说，哎，你到底做了多少好事
？To determine if you should go to heaven or you should be found innocent.
来决定说你是不是可以上天堂，或是说你是无辜的。
The only thing any court wants to know.
这个法庭所想知道的一件事就是。
Did you commit the crime you're accused of?
你是不是犯了你被控告的这个罪
？Okay, wrong ideas can be fatal.
所以错误的想法可能会致命的。
Right. Our greatest concern is not have I done enough good works to get me into heaven.
所以我们最大的关切不是说我是不是做了足够的善事可以让我进天堂。
That's not your most important concern.
这不是我们最大的关切。
Have I ever committed a sin that will keep me out of heaven?
而是说我们最大的关切应该是我是不是犯了一个罪会把我挡在天堂的门外。
Because when you stand before God,
因为当我们站在上帝的面前的时候
，to determine if you're saved or not depends on have you committed a sin that makes you guilty.
决定你是不是得救的一个问题就是你到底犯了罪没有。
Your good works don't come into this court case at this point.
在这个法庭的审问面前呢，你的善行不能够被计算在里面。
So turn to your neighbor and ask him, "Have you ever committed one sin that might keep you out of heaven?"
所以跟你的邻居问问看，说你是犯了一个罪，可以把你挡在天堂的门外。
You can talk to me up here, yeah.
Nobody's asking.
Yes, I have, yeah. Right? So first of all, once you understand,
所以首先一旦你明白,
and God tells us, he gave us 613 laws in the books of Moses.
在摩西的律法里面呢, 有613条诫命。
Have you ever broken one of them?
你是不是破坏了其中一条呢?
Because if you've just broken one of them, you can't get into heaven.
假如你只犯了一条罪的话呢, 你就是等于犯了重条, 就进不了天堂了。
And it doesn't matter how many good works you've done. What matters is, did you ever break God's law?
所以不在乎你到底做了多少好事好, 而在乎你是不是违反了一条。
Okay? When we stand before God, the final judge,
所以当我们站在上帝最后的审判的前面的时候,
we're all in trouble.
我们都有麻烦了。
Even the preacher's in trouble.
即使传道人也有麻烦。
Yeah, even retired pastors are in trouble.
这退休的牧师也有麻烦。
Yeah, and pastors' wives are in trouble.
还有师母也有问题。
I can't get her into heaven.
她没有办法救我进天堂。
Justice is blind.
因为正义是不看人的。
Doesn't care who you're married to.
不在乎你嫁给谁。
Doesn't care what you did as a job.
也不在乎你工作是什么。
Just wants to know, did you ever sin?
只是她想知道你到底有没有犯罪。 Let me use one word. 中国人有一句话说：“皇天无亲。”啊，天上老天皇天没有亲戚，就是他不看你。Yeah. The imperial heaven has no relatives.
Right.
That is, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. So let's read a scripture.
所以让我们看一节圣经。
I saw the dead, small and great.
他说：“我看见死了的人，无论大小。”
Stand before God.
都站在上帝的面前,
and the books were open,
案卷展开了,
and the dead were judged out of those things written in the books,
死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的,
according to their works,
照他们所行的受审判。
Now this is the great white throne judgment.
这就是在白色大宝座之前的审判。
And apparently in this book will be a list of all the sins they've ever committed.
很明显的说这卷书呢, 记载大家所犯每个人所犯过的错。
And God's not going to weigh their sins against their good works.
上帝不会在他的善行跟恶行之间做一个衡量。
And you hope your good works outweigh your bad works.
你不会想说，哎呀，我希望我的善行远远超过我的恶行。
No, the problem that's got to be dealt with is, have you ever broken God's law?
好，上帝要讨论的问题就是说，你有没有犯过他律法？
And if you know how courts of law work,
那假如我们明白法庭是如何运作的。
You realize you're in trouble if you've ever sinned once.
你就会明白，假如我犯了一条罪的话呢，我就有麻烦了。
So what's the source of all the so many people believing wrongly about law and about judgment and about getting into heaven?
那这些误导心灵的来源到底来自什么地方呢？关于人的上帝的律法、上帝的审判，怎么上天堂？
People don't distinguish God's truth from countless counterfeits that are out there.
问题就在于人们不在上帝的真理，还有没有很多假冒上帝的真理之间做一个分辨。
God's the one who's going to judge us.
上帝将来是审判我们的那一位。
And he gave us a book so you would know how you're going to be judged.
所以他给我们一本书，告诉我们我们将来是怎么样受到审判。
Now 44% of adults believe the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon are all contain God's truth.
44%的成年人啊，都相信圣经、可兰经或摩门经都包含上帝的真理。
But this is impossible.
但这是不可能的。
Either they're all wrong.
他们不是全部都错了。
Or only one of them can be right.
就是只有一个可能是对的。
But they can't all be right.
但这些三个不可能全是对的。
Because they contradict each other.
因为他们彼此矛盾。
Every major religion contradicts other religions.
每一个大型的被认可的宗教呢，跟其他的信仰之间都是有冲突、有相互相矛盾的地方。
So they can't all be true.
所以他们不可能全部都是对的。
Either they're all wrong, or one of them's true.
好，要不然他们全部都错了。 要不然就是只有一个是对的。
And we are responsible to find the one that's true.
而我们有责任去发现到底哪一个是正确的。
And once you've found the one that's true,
那一旦你发现了那个对的的话,
God gives you the responsibility to tell everyone else.
那上帝也给你一个责任把这个真理告诉别人。
Because it's very important.
因为这非常重要。
Hey, the source of these misguided beliefs,
那这个误导的信念的来源呢?
is so many people believe that truth can be discovered by logic and by human reasoning and your own experience.
就是很多人相信好，真理只能借着逻辑、人的理性思考或是个人的经验去发现。
But you know, not only most of the world, but even most professing Christians don't know their Bible.
那问题就是好，不单单是世人这么认为，很多口头承认自己是基督徒人呢，对圣经是一个文盲。
How many of you know all 613 laws in the books of Moses?
我们当然有多少人知道摩西律法中的613条诫命？
Okay, none of us.
没有一个知道。
Right, but God said if you break one of them,
但上帝说，假如你违反其中之一呢，你就有错了。
Now, if you don't even know them, how could you know if you come close to keeping them?
那假如你连这613条都不知道，那你怎么知道你几乎全守了他们呢？
So the greatest danger facing people today is ignorance of God's word.
所以今天人们最大的危险就是对上帝话语的无知。
The God you're going to stand before on judgment day to see if you go into heaven or not.
在审判的那一天，你会站到上帝的面前来确知你到底能不能进天堂。
The world's become syncretistic.
那我们的世界已经变成一种混合主义。
That means we pick and choose what we want to believe.
换句话说，就是我们挑选自己想要相信的。
Say, I like that. I'm going to believe that.
说哦，我喜欢这个道理，我愿意相信这个。
I don't like that. I'm not going to believe that.
我说哎呀，我不喜欢那个，我不要相信那个。
And you're just trusting in your own finite human brain.
所以我们等于是相信自己有限的理性的头脑。
What do you know of all there is to know?
我们知道所有能够知道的吗
？So little.
我们知道的非常少。
God knows everything.
但是上帝是无所不知的。
And He's the one who's going to judge us.
他是那个要审判我们的那一位。
Thus we mix truth with error.
所以我们把真理跟错谬混合在一起。
And this is often fatal.
那在现实生活中呢，这常常带来致命的后果。
There's a man named Reuben Brown.
有一个人叫做 Reuben Brown.
And he had lived in the South for many years.
许多年他住在南部。
And he had used a chemical to kill cockroaches.
他用一种化学物品呢来杀死蟑螂。
And then he moved to Chicago.
然后他搬到芝加哥去住。
And he brought a bunch of it with him, a couple hundred pounds.
他把几百磅的这个化学药品带着他一起去。
And now in Alabama, where it used to be, they used it outdoors.
那个化学药品他们以前是用在室外的。
But he started going around homes and asking, "Do you have cockroaches you want to exterminate?"
然后他就到人家家里去问说，哎，你家有没有蟑螂哈？你要消除这些蟑螂。
And this stuff worked really good.
那他这个化学药品呢，杀死蟑螂非常有效。
There was only one problem.
但是只有一个问题。
It was only safe when used outdoors.
这个化学药品只有在室外用的时候呢才是安全的。
And he didn't know that.
他不知道。
Now he knew it would kill cockroaches.
他知道可以杀蟑螂。
And he sincerely believed he was helping people.
而且他真心的相信他是帮助那些家人。
He sincerely believed he was doing good.
他真心的相信他是帮别人解决问题。
In going house to house and killing their cockroaches.
所以他到每一家去啊，提议说，哎，我可以帮你杀蟑螂。
But the chemical he was using would damage your nervous system.
但他所使用的化学药品呢，可以伤害你的神经系统。
And when they found out,
就他们后来发现的时候。
It cost over $20 million to clean up.
就花了大概$20,000,000去把它清除干净。
Because every house he had sprayed it in, they had to go and take out the walls, the floor, the rugs, and change it all.
因为在他撒药的每个家庭，他们都把就必须把墙壁啊，这个怎么全部打掉。
And it was one of the biggest environmental disasters in Illinois' history.
在伊利诺州的历史当中，这是最坏的一次这个环境污染的一件事件。
And he was breaking the law by spraying it indoors.
而且他呢，把这个药喷洒在室内呢，是违法的。
But he didn't know it.
那他自己不知道。
But the consequences were real.
但是后果却是真实的。
Yeah. Okay. Ignorance is a big problem.
所以无知是一个很大的问题。
And being ignorant of the word of God is the biggest problem facing any human being today.
对上帝的话语无知是今天人类最大的危险。
In our quest for God's truth, we must begin with Jesus.
所以在追寻上帝真理的过程当中呢，我们必须从耶稣来开始。
Jesus said, "I am the truth and the life and the way."
耶稣说，我就是真理，我就是道路，我就是生命。
Jesus was absolutely 100% sinless.
耶稣是绝对100%无罪的。
Okay, and if you read the Bible, you know that.
假如我们读圣经，我们就明白这一点。
To know we are sinners and to know that Jesus Christ is sinless.
明白我们是罪人，而耶稣基督是无罪的。
We got to know what God's definition of sin is.
我们必须先明白上帝对罪的定义。
Right? If I don't know what sin is, how do I know Jesus is sinless?
假如说我不知道罪是什么，那我怎么知道耶稣是无罪的呢？
And if I don't know what sin is,
假如我不知道罪是什么，
how do I know if I'm a sinner or not?
那我怎么知道我自己是不是个罪人？
So let's look at God's definitions for sin.
所以我们先来看上帝对罪的定义。
First one's positive.
首先从正面来看。
Sin is the transgression of the law.
罪就是犯了律法。
Okay? God gave us 613.
上帝给了我们613条。
And so sin is knowing something is wrong according to God's word. He says, don't do this.
所以罪的第一个定义就是知道某些事情根据上帝的话语呢是错的。
But you go do it anyway.
但是你还是去做。
All right? The Bible commands us, don't be drunk with wine.
圣经叫我们不要醉酒。
How many of you ever been drunk with wine?
我们当中有多少人曾经醉酒过？
Right? Any college student, to be honest, right? It's a universal in college.
这个在大学学生里面，这是非常普遍的现象。
At least in America.
至少在美国。
Yeah. God's law says, don't lie ever.
上帝的话也说不可说谎。
How many of you ever told a lie?
我们当中有谁说过谎？
Yeah, only two of you? Oh, come on now, let's be honest.
现在有三个人。
Okay. We're all guilty.
我们都有罪了。
Yeah, Bible says don't steal.
圣经说不要偷窃。
How many have you ever stole something?
我们当中有没有谁曾偷过一些东西？
Only two people? Come on, let's be honest here. Yeah, see, the fact is we've all broken God's law.
好，所以事实是我们都破坏了神的律法。
Now here's the thing, I don't want you to misunderstand me.
好，我要讲的就是希望大家不要误解我。
I learned this from my mother and father.
我从我的爸爸妈妈学到这一点。
Yeah, I'm not saying you're criminals in the eyes of men.
我不是说好你在人的眼睛里面你是一个罪犯。
Yeah, I'm saying you're a sinner in the eyes of God.
而是说你在上帝的眼中你是一个罪人。
See, when I first got saved and I went home the first time.
我当我得救之后第一次回到家里。
I was trying to convince my parents, you're sinners and you need Jesus to save you.
我要说服我的父母亲说他们是罪人，他们需要耶稣做救主。
But later, years later, my mother told me.
但是几年之后呢，我的妈妈告诉我。
You know why they didn't accept what I was saying?
所以为什么他没有办法接受我说的话？
Because it was like you were trying to make us out to be the two worst parents that ever lived on the face of the earth.
我妈妈说哈，你跟我们讲那个话的时候呢，好像我跟你的爸爸是全世界最坏的一对父母。
We thought you were accusing us of being criminals.
我你的讲话让我觉得我们是罪犯。
And that's why it's very important to understand. I'm not saying you're a criminal, right? We have court system on earth for criminals.
所以我讲的不是说你是罪犯哈，我们世界有法庭来说来决定一个人到底是不是一个罪犯。
But God has a law.
但上帝有他的律法。
And we've all broken His law.
我们都犯了他的律法。
And you can be good in the eyes of people.
那在人的眼中，我们可以是好人。
I'd have to admit, my parents were good people.
我必须承认我的父母亲是好人。
They were good parents.
他们是很好的父母。
But that doesn't change the fact before the law of God, they were guilty of having broken God's law.
但是在神的面前，一个不能否认的事实就是他们犯了神的律法。
So if you know something's wrong and you do it anyway, you've committed sin.
所以第一个定义就是，假如你知道某些事情是错的，但是你仍然照样去做的话呢，那就是犯罪。
And then there's negative way we sin.
那另外我们可以从负面来看。
Bible says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doesn't do it, to him it's sin.
圣经说好，人如果知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
So God tells you to do something.
所以假如上帝告诉你去做一件事情，
and you don't do it.
你不去做。
Well, you've sinned.
按照圣经的定义，你就犯罪了。
You can't get into heaven.
你不能上天堂。
Unless you access God's only solution for sin.
除非你接受上帝对罪的一个赦免。
Okay. Sin is knowing God wants you to do something, but you don't do it.
所以罪的第二个定义就是，你知道上帝要你去做什么事情，但是你不去做。
Let me ask you, how many of you believe God wants you to go to church every Sunday?
那我问你一个问题，就是有多少人相信上帝要你每个礼拜天都到教会去做礼拜？
Okay. Now, how many of you never miss a Sunday?
那我们多少人从来不错失过一个礼拜天？
Oh, that means all of us have missed a Sunday. So what
have we done? 我们都错过了礼拜天的聚会。
We've all broken God's law.
所以我们都犯了神的律法。
Yeah. say we know God wants us to do something.
所以我们知道上帝要我们做什么事情。
But we don't do it.
但是我们不去做。
Yeah. How many of you believe God wants you to be good?
那有的人相信上帝要你是一个好人呢？
Right. Of course. Right?
那当然。
But how many of you are good all the time?
但是你们当中有的人是总是是好，总是好人。
And those that put your hand up, can I talk to your spouse?
那些举手的人，我要跟你的配偶谈一谈。
God the Father bore witness to the fact that Jesus was sinless.
但是我们的天父见证耶稣是无罪的事实。
Right? Voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased."
从天上有声音说，好，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
In other words, God the Father was saying, "My Son has never committed one sin."
换句话说，我们的天父说，耶稣基督他的儿子呢，从来没有犯过罪。
Jesus always did what pleased the Father.
耶稣总是做讨天父喜悦的事情。
Jesus said, "I do always those things that please Him."
这个耶稣说哈，中文翻成常哈，在英文是我总是，因为我总是做他所喜悦的事。
So Jesus never broke the law by doing something the law said don't do.
所以耶稣从来没有做律法所禁止的事情。
And everything God the Father wanted him to do, he did.
而每一件天父要他做的事情呢，他都去实践。
So Jesus never sinned.
所以耶稣按照神的定义，从来没有犯罪。
There's one more thing we need to consider.
那另外一个我们必须考虑的是
，Ignorance is no excuse.
无知不是借口。
And sometimes I worry about this.
有时我非常担心这一点。
This was a question they asked me when my confirmation, when I was about 13 or 14.
大概我在13、14岁的时候呢，在监证里的时候，他们问我这个问题。
Okay. Ignorance is no excuse. When I stand before God and He says, "Ray, you did this, this, and this."
当我站在上帝的审判台前，上帝跟我说，哦，Ray，你做了这个、这个、这个。
I can't say, "Lord, I didn't know I did that."
我不能说主啊，我不知道我做了这些事。
Doesn't matter. Law doesn't care. It's blind.
好，这个法律呢是瞎眼的，好，他不看你。
It's blind to ignorance.
他的无知是视而不见的。
Just wants to know, have you sinned?
就是要知道你到底犯错了没有。
Right? And we're told in Leviticus.
在利未记这么告诉我们。
Right? Whenever you've committed an uncleanness or you've become unclean by some sin.
无论是染了什么污秽。
And it's hid from you.
那个时候你不知道。
Okay, once you know about it, you're guilty.
一旦知道了，你就有罪了。
Okay, so even God says doesn't matter. You might be able to live in blissful ignorance that you ever did anything wrong.
有的时候你觉得自己很有福好，你从来没有做错什么事情。
But once you know about it, you're no longer.
但一旦你明白了，一旦知道了，你就不再是无罪了。
You're no longer free from that guilt or responsibility.
就有犯了那个过错了。
Okay.The illustration they gave us when I was a little boy.
我当还是很小的孩子时候呢，他们告诉我一个这个例子。
Because we did this a lot, right? Imagine you're walking down New York City street.
假想你在纽约州的这个城市走路。
And you're eating a banana.
你吃一个香蕉。
Right? You peel it.
好，你把皮剥了。
And you throw the peel on the sidewalk.
好，把香蕉皮就丢到在人行道上。
How many of you have ever littered?
有多少人丢垃圾？
Let's be honest.
在路上丢垃圾。
Yeah, of course, right?
很多人啊
right. And then they said, "But now, man, okay, you walk on. You have no knowledge now."
好，你继续往前走，走下去。
But some person later on comes walking by.
后来有一个人就从你后面走过来。
They step on that banana peel.
他就是踩到了这个香蕉皮。
And they fall and hit their head and die.
摔跤，头被砸了就死了。
Would you be guilty before God?
那你在上帝面前是犯了罪吗？
Yeah, you're responsible for that person's death.
是，你要为那个人的死亡负责。
Because first of all, you shouldn't have thrown the banana peel on the ground.
首先，你不该把这香蕉皮丢在马路上。
And even though you're ignorant that somebody died because of you,
虽然你不知道某个人因为你过世了
，the law would still hold you guilty.
法律还是认为你要负责任。
So we need to realize that. I'm in trouble when I stand before God.
所以我们也必须明白这一点，好，就是有的时候我们的无知在上帝面前不能当借口。
But see, Jesus is sinless.
但是耶稣是无罪的。
See, it's impossible for the omniscient Christ to commit a sin of ignorance.
那一个无所不知的上帝去犯一个无知的罪是不可能的。
Because he knows everything.
因为他无所不知。
He can't make a mistake out of ignorance.
所以他不可能因为无知而犯任何的过错。
Even the disciples said, "We are sure that thou knowest all things, Jesus."
即使门徒们都说好，现在我们晓得你凡事都知道。
By this we believe that you come from God.
因此我们信你是从神出来的。
Even when Jesus walked on earth,
甚至基督在地上行走的时候，
people could tell he knew everything.
人们可以看得出他无所不知。
And Jesus knows every thought of everyone. That we see that all through the New Testament.
从圣经的新约，我们知道耶稣知道每个人的心思。
God's inspired and infallible word reveals the truth that Jesus was, is, and forever will be sinless.
所以上帝所默示而且无误的话语呢，启示耶稣在过去、现在、将来都是无罪的事实。
He was born as a little baby.
他身为婴孩。
We celebrate that at Christmas.
我们在圣诞节的时候庆祝他的出生。
But he was born sinless.
但他出生是无罪的。
He never sinned growing up, even as a teenager.
好，年轻的时候成长也没有犯过任何罪。
And through adulthood,
成年人的时候也没有。
I never sinned once in thought, word, or deed.
在思想、言语、行为上都没有犯过罪。
Many scriptures teach Jesus was sinless.
那许多经文也都教导耶稣是无罪的。
You have those in your notes. You can look them up later.
好，在我们的讲义当中有列出这些经文。
But only Jesus lived a perfect life.In perfect obedience to God.
所以只有耶稣活出完全服从上帝的完美的生命。
Okay, this is why it was not possible that he could be holden by death.
这就是为什么耶稣不可能被死亡拘禁。
He was sinless.
因为他是无罪的。
Death is the wages of sin.
因为死亡是罪的代价。
Okay, do you know why you're going to die?
你们知道为什么自己将来要死吗？
Do you know why I'm going to die?
为什么我要死呢？
Do you know why every human being you know is going to die?
为什么我所知道的每个人将来都会死呢？
Because we've all sinned.
因为我们都犯了罪。
It's not God's primary will that everybody die.
神主要的目的，他的旨意不是要每个人都死。
Right? Death is the wages of sin.
因为死亡是因为罪而来的。
And the reason you're going to die is because of sin.
那我们将来要死是因为罪的原因。
Okay. Only one person never sinned.
但是只有一个人从来没有犯罪。
Right. And that was Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
And that's why he couldn't stay dead.
这是为什么他不会留在死亡的状态。
That's why the Bible says he didn't see corruption when he died on the cross.
圣经上说他没有见他的身体腐坏。
Right. He rose from the dead.
因为他后来从死里复活。
Never to die again.
不再死。
But this is only true of one human being that ever walked the face of the earth.
只有一个在世上行走的人，曾经只有这一位。
You can take any other religious leader.
我们可以拿其他任何宗教的创始者。
Muhammad died.
穆罕默德死了。
Right, he was a great religious leader.
他是一个很伟大的这个宗教领袖。
There's almost 2 billion Muslims today.
今天大约有20亿的回教徒。
That follow this man.
跟随这个人。
But that's his tomb right there. His bones are in that tomb.
这是他的坟墓，他的骨头埋葬在那边。
It's no secret.
这也不是一个秘密。
He was a sinner.
他是罪人。
He died.
他死了。
His bones and grave are still with us.
他的骨头、坟墓都跟我们在一起。
Take any other religious leader.
还有其他任何的宗教领袖。
They all die.
他们都死了。
You can go worship somewhere that where their bones or leftover teeth or whatever is still here.
你可以到他们的骨头或他们的牙齿被保留的地方去敬拜他们。
But there's only one grave that's empty.
但是只有一个坟墓是空的。
Now I put this up because this is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem.
我把这张图片放下来，这是耶路撒冷。这个圣墓教堂。
And for the first time in a couple hundred years, they actually opened up what's supposed to be the original burial place of Jesus.
几年前他们才开放耶稣真正被埋葬的那个地方。
And they did a scientific study when they opened that up.
他们把那个打开的时候做了一个科学研究。
And what they found out was there was a lot of debris in there. They didn't expect to be anything in there.
他们本来不想说里面会有找到任何东西，但后来发现很多的残留物。
There was no bones or anything.
没有骨头。
Jesus rose from the dead bodily.
因为耶稣身体从死里复活。
What they found though was ancient pieces of pottery and other stuff.
他们找到的是一些古老的瓷器。
And they dated it to around 200 AD.
他们把他的这个年代算在纪元后200年左右。
That's the time they built this church over that.
那个时候就他们在这个耶稣的圣墓这边盖了个这个教堂的时候。
Right. So you have the empty tomb.
所以这个坟墓是空的。
And there's two places in Israel that they claim could either one of them could be where the empty tomb is.
在以色列，他们有两个地方，说这两个地方其中之一很可能是耶稣埋葬的地方。
But here's the difference between Jesus and every other great religious.
但是耶稣跟其他所有宗教领袖的差别就在这里。
Jesus was God in human flesh.
耶稣是上帝在肉身显现。
He never sinned once in thought, word, or deed.
他从来在言语、行为、思想上没有犯过任何错。
Because of that, he couldn't stay dead.
也因为如此，他不可能留在死亡当中。
Death has no power over a sinless person.
死亡对一个无罪的人是没有权势的。
Only Jesus was absolutely 100% sinless.
所以只有耶稣是绝对百分之百的无罪。
Bible says, "In him is no sin."
圣经说，在他没有罪。
So he had no sin nature.
所以他没有罪性。
Okay, only Jesus could say the prince of this world, Satan, has nothing in me.
也只有耶稣能够说这世界的王在我里面是毫无所有。
That's why Jesus couldn't give in to Satan's temptation.
这是耶稣不会投降给撒旦的试探。
See, we all have a sin nature that tends to lead us into sin.
我们都有一个罪性会带引我们进入试探。
Jesus had no sin nature.
但是耶稣没有这个罪性。
And Jesus was 100% sinless. He did no sin.
好，耶稣并没有犯罪。
Okay, neither was guile found in his mouth.
口里也没有诡诈。
So in other words, Jesus was sinless in deed and word.
这里就说明耶稣在行为和言语上都没有罪。
How many of you have never sinned with your mouth?
我们当中有谁从来没有嘴上犯罪？
Never said anything you shouldn't have said.
从来没有说自己不该说的话。
Right. At least when you were a kid, I'm sure you said some things to your parents you know you shouldn't have said.
至少你在做孩子的时候，对你父母亲说过一些你后来觉得很后悔的话。
How many of you gossiped about somebody else to kind of hurt their image?
有多少人讲别人的闲话，让这个人的形象受伤害呢？
We've all sinned with our mouths.
我们都用嘴巴犯了罪。
And Jesus knew no sin.
圣经也说耶稣不知罪。
Jesus never even had a sinful thought.
这就是说耶稣甚至连犯罪的想法都没有。
Now there is absolutely no way you could watch television or go to Hollywood movies.
我们不可能看电视或是看一些好莱坞的影片。
And not have some evil thoughts.
而没有任何一些邪恶的想法。
They put so much sin on television.
在电视上把那么多的罪展现在大家面前。
Satan uses that to put sinful thoughts into our mind.
撒旦使用这些把一些犯罪的思想放到我们的脑海里。
Jesus never even once had a sinful thought.
耶稣连一次犯罪的想法都没有。
That's why he can save us from our sins.
这就是他可以把我们从罪中拯救出来。
God makes it clear all have sinned.
所以上帝很清楚地说好，全部的人都犯了罪。
Okay, let's read together.
让我们一起读这一节经文。首先用英文来读。
Okay, for all have sinned.And come short of the glory of God.
好来，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, all includes everybody except preachers, right?
所有的人，包括大家，就是不包括传道人，对不对？
No, all means all, right?
所有的人就是所有的人。
God says what he means and means what he says.
好，所以上帝说的话就是他的意思。
It's also written there is none righteous, no, not one.
圣经上也记到说没有一人，连一个也没有。
That's why no mere man can save us from sin.
好，这就是没有一个人能够拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
Christ's victory over sin guarantees ours.
但是耶稣的得胜呢，也保证我们的得胜。
Matthew 4, Jesus is tempted by Satan.
在马太福音记载，耶稣受魔鬼的试探。
And a lot of people debate this question.
很多人常常为这个问题好提出的辩论。
Is it possible that Jesus could have sinned?
那耶稣有没有可能去犯罪呢？
Or is it impossible for Jesus to have sinned?
还是说耶稣犯罪是绝对不可能的？
How many of you think it was possible for Jesus to sin?
有多少人认为耶稣犯罪是可能的？
Think so? Okay. How many of you think it's impossible for Jesus to ever sin?
有多少人认为耶稣犯罪是绝对不可能的？
Right. Okay. Because some people say, you know, if it was impossible for him to sin, then he couldn't really be tempted.
因为有些人说，假如耶稣不可能犯罪的话呢，那他就不可能被试探。
But I always tell people, what temptation is harder?
但是我常常跟人家说哈，哪一个试探更难？
All right.Say some lady comes up and tries to seduce me.
假如说有一个女士上来想要诱惑我。
Okay, what would be harder to do?
对我来说哪一个比较难？
Give in to the sin?
是投降呢？
or never give in to the sin?
还是不投降, 不投降。
Never. So what's harder for us sinners who give in to sin, or was it harder for Jesus to never sin?
所以我们跟这个试探犯罪，或是耶稣从来不对试探投降的话，哪一个更困难？
Right.Jesus lived as a single man till he's in his 30s.
耶稣是单身哈，一直活了三十多岁。
Okay, he's God in human flesh.
他是上帝在肉身显现。
The answer is no, never impossible for Jesus to sin.
所以耶稣绝对不可能去犯罪。
Right, he was tested to demonstrate that he was Almighty, Holy God manifest in human flesh.
耶稣受测验的最主要是表明他在肉身是一个全能圣洁、不会犯罪的上帝。
Jesus was, is, and always will be impossible to sin.
所以在过去、现在和将来，全能的上帝永远不可能犯罪。
Okay, and a great illustration. I've shared it once before.
我曾经分享给大家一个例子。
Famous preacher J. Vernon McGee.
一个很有名的传道人叫做 McGee.
Grew up in West Texas.
他在德州的西部长大。
And they had a train that went through their town.
他们的城上有一个火车呢，就常常经过那里。
And the train would go over a bridge.
那这个火车会经过一个桥。
And they had a flood one year.
有一年发生了大水。
And it washed the bridge out.
把这个桥给冲坏了。
So the government came in, you know, they fixed the bridge. And
所以政府派人来把这个桥给修好了。
And then one day they hear these two train engines were coming in.
有一天他们听到两个这火车的引擎进来。
And they met in the middle of the bridge.
他们在桥的中间碰头。
And then they turned their whistles on full blast.
然后他们把他们的警报声发得很大。
And turned the engines up full speed. They're pushing into each other.
然后他们的引擎也发动得很大，然后两个在彼此对峙。
And it's making a racket.
所以响了很大的响声。
Right, those wheels are causing that bridge to shake.
所以他们的车轮呢也开始使这个船开始摇动。
And he said the noise and the shaking of the ground was so great, everybody ran out to see what was happening.
好，因为声音很大很大，所以大家都从镇上跑出来看到底这个桥上发生了什么事。
So one of the people went up to the guy on the bridge.
所以有一个人就上到这个桥上的人那边。
He says, "What are you trying to do?"
他说你们到底在干嘛？
And he said, "We're testing the bridge."
哦，他说我们在测验这个桥的承受力。
He said, "Well, what are you trying to destroy it?"
他说你们在测验是不是想把这个桥给毁掉呢？
He said, "No, we're proving it's indestructible."
他说不是，我们要证明这个桥是坏不了的。
Right? They were putting it through the hardest test they could think of to guarantee that this bridge will never collapse.
他们用最厉害的方法来测验，说这个桥是不会摔坏的。
Why was Jesus tested when he came to earth?
所以当耶稣来到世界上的时候，为什么他受测验呢？
To prove to you and me and the whole world.
就是向你我跟全世人证明。
It is impossible for Jesus to give in to sin.
好，耶稣投降给试探是绝对不可能的。
We have a sinless Savior.
所以我们有一个无罪的救主。
Who knows how to save us from our sin.
他知道怎么样把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Jesus was sinless because he was 100% God.
耶稣是无罪的呢，因为他是百分之百的上帝。
Jesus was God manifested in the flesh.
因为耶稣是上帝在肉身显现。
Right? God can't sin.
上帝不可能犯罪。
See, Jesus had no earthly father.
好，这边大家要听清楚哈，耶稣没有地上的父亲。
Right? If he did, he would have been a sinner like you and me.
假如他有一个地上的父亲的话，他就跟我离我一样，会是一个罪人。
Right? But the angel said to Mary.
圣经说哈，天使对玛利亚说
，The Holy Ghost shall come upon you.
圣灵要临到你身上。
And the power of the highest shall overshadow you.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你。
Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee.
因为因此你所要生的圣者。
Shall be called the Son of God.
被称为神的儿子。
See, God was Jesus's father.
所以天父上帝是耶稣的父亲。
He did not have an earthly father.
他没有地上的父亲。
Jesus is the one true omnipotent sovereign God.
耶稣是唯一真正无所不能掌管一切的永恒上帝。
And at Christmas we celebrate God coming to earth in the incarnation.
而在圣诞节我们庆祝的就是永恒全能上帝借着道成肉身进入了时空。
Jesus was sinless even though he was 100% man.
好，虽然百分之百耶稣是人，但他还是无罪的。
That's because he was born of a virgin.
因为他是从童贞女而生。
Conceived by the Holy Spirit.
由圣灵感孕。
Only one person's ever been born this way in the entire history of the world.
在人类的历史当中，只有一个人是这样的出身。
Okay. Behold, a virgin.
看哪，必有童女。
Shall be with child.
怀孕生子。
And shall bring forth a son.
生子。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
人要称他的名为以马内利。
Which interpreted means God with us.
翻译出来就是上帝与我们同在。
See, Jesus was God come to earth.
所以耶稣就是上帝亲自来到世界上。
And because he was God, he was sinless.
也因为他就是上帝，所以他是无罪的。
And even though he was as much a human being as you or me,
即使他跟你我很像，就是一个人。
He was still sinless because he didn't have an earthly father.
他仍然是无罪的，因为他没有一个地上的父亲。
Sin enters the world through one man.
罪是借着一个男人进入世界的。
By one man, sin entered the world.
实际上说，罪从一个男人入了世界。
And what was his name?
他的名字是什么呢？
Adam. Yeah.
亚当。
So you can blame Adam.
所以你可以怪亚当吗？
Okay. But apparently, sin entered the world through man. Who sinned first, though?
所以很明显的就是罪是从一个男性男人进入世界。那谁是先犯罪的呢？
Who is it? The woman or the man?
是女人还是男人？
Say it louder. I can't hear you.
夏娃。
Yeah, the woman sinned first.
女人夏娃先犯了罪。
But God says sin didn't enter the world through the woman.
但是圣经却说好，罪不是因为女人进入世界。
After that, Adam took the fruit and ate, and then sin entered the world.
后来亚当拿了这个果子吃了，罪才进入世界。
So apparently, the sin nature is passed on through the man.
所以很明显的，这个罪性是借着男性进入世界的。
So Bianca, next time your husband says to you,
所以 Bianca 下次你老公跟你说
，They're your kids.
说啊，这些是你的孩子。
Yeah, how do you respond? Yeah, but they got their sin nature from you. Yeah.
一个说是啊，没错，但是他们的罪行是从你来的。
All right. See, and science even bears this out. Now we know there's some things you only inherit from your mother, and some things you only inherit from your father.
甚至科学都可以证明哈，有些事情的遗传是来自母亲，有些遗传来自父亲。
But this is why believing in the virgin birth is essential to being a Christian.
这就是为什么要相信童贞女的出生。对基督徒的信仰来说是非常基要的。
Jesus could only be a perfect man without sin if he was supernaturally born.
耶稣只可能是一个无罪的人，是因为他超自然的借着童贞女而出生。
Every other human being inherited a sin nature from their father.
因为每一个其他的人呢，都从他的父亲承继了这个罪性。
Now a lot of people say, you know, I can't believe Christianity.
有很多人说，哎，我没有办法相信基督教。
Because you teach a virgin birth.
因为你教导所谓的童贞女感孕出生。
Everybody knows it's impossible for a virgin to have a baby.
每个人都知道，一个童贞女怀孕生子是不可能的。
Remember, I told many times.
我记得跟大家提过很多次。
Every great spiritual truth revealed in this book.
每一个圣经所提到的属灵的真理。
The same God who wrote that book.
是同一个上帝写下这些话。
Has hid that spiritual truth in the things he's created.
也在他所创造的万物当中隐藏了这些真理。
Is it possible for God to create a virgin birth?
那上帝有可能创造所谓的童贞女出生孩子吗？
This is a Komodo dragon, the largest dragon in the world.
这是世界上最大的一只龙。
They're indigenous to Indonesia.
他们是印尼的本土的产物。
Yeah, about 20 feet or longer.
大概有20英尺长。
They're huge.
他们非常大。
And they had Flora. Now Flora has been kept in a zoo in England.
What is a Flora?
Flora is the dragon's name.
Oh, yeah, 那这个龙的名字叫这个龙是一个女性哈，她的名字叫 Flora， 所以她被保存在印尼的一个动物园里面。
And this is amazing. This is God's sense of humor.
这是上帝的幽默之一哈。
Okay. Somehow Flora had never seen or had contact with a male Komodo dragon.
那这个 Flora 从来没有跟一个男性的这个龙啊接触过。
She'd been in this zoo her whole life.
她一辈子都在这个动物园里。
And then in 2006,
然后在2006年的时候
they find out she lays some fertile eggs.
他们发现说，哎呀，她生了这个几个蛋。
There's two of them.
有两个。
And those two eggs gave birth to the Komodo dragons.
那这两个蛋后来就孵出小龙来了，小龙来了。
And the article, it's amazing how they write the article.
他们这个文章写得很有意思。
The title was the pregnant Komodo dragon living in British Zoo.
他说这个这个龙呢住在一个动物园里。
Could give us a Christmas virgin birth.
可以给我们一个圣诞节的童贞女。
See, scientists didn't even know a Komodo dragon. It's called parthenogenesis.
他们科学家那个时候不知道，说一个龙可以不需要男性产生小孩。
The female can give birth without a male.
雄龙。
Yeah.
它是雌性。
Okay. But those of you that put so much faith in science.
所以我们当中很多人相信科学的。
Scientists didn't even know a virgin Komodo dragon could give birth.
好，科学家也都不知道一个雌龙可以生产。
Until 2006.
直到2006年。
And here, the other thing is, a lot of dragons can do this.
那也很有意思，说
a lot of lizards, right?
有很多这个蜥蜴哈也可以，不需要雄性可以生产。
And God has put virgin births. He's hidden them in other places in His creation too.
所以所谓的雌性能够不需要雄性。
So don't tell me.
Yeah, 对对对，单性繁殖是可能的。
Yeah. So don't tell me, oh, I can't believe Christianity because it's not scientific.
所以不要告诉我说哈，基督教讲到同真理不合科学，我没有办法相信。
Nothing's impossible for God.
好，对上帝来说没有什么不可能的。
But it's only happened once. It's only going to happen once in history.
但是童贞女出生呢，人类只可能发生一次。
Jesus had to be the perfect God-Man to save imperfect people.
那耶稣必须是完美的神人来拯救不完美的人。
Jesus is not 50% God and 50% man.
耶稣不是50%的人，50%的神。
Jesus is 100% human, just like you and me.
他是100%的人，就像你我一样。
But he's also 100% God.
但他同时是100%的神。
That's why he's the only mediator between God and man.
这就是为什么他是唯一在上帝跟人当中的一个中保。
As a man, he can put his hand on me.
作为一个人，他可以把手放在我的身上。
And as God, he can put his hand on God.
作为神，他可以把他的手放在神的那边。
And he brings me and God together.
把我们跟神联合在一起。
There's nobody else who can do that.
没有任何其他的人可以做这样的事。
Jesus is the only sinless Savior there is.
所以耶稣是唯一存在的救主。
Now, if we make the mistake of thinking that Jesus was not so good,
假如我们犯了一个错，就是认为耶稣不是那么好。
Then we make the other mistake.
那么我们同样犯了另外一个错。
Of thinking we're actually better than we really are.
就是想我们比我们自己的本相还要好。
There's a reason people want a sinful Savior.
这就是为什么有些人希望他们的救主是有罪的。
Can you see the sheep there?
你这里看到一只羊吗？
I got a sheep in here. Okay, here's the sheep. This is you and me. We're sheep, right?
这是你跟我哈，我们是一只羊。
And Jesus, our great Savior.
耶稣是我们伟大的救主。
And sometimes, you know, I think I've been living the Christian life pretty well.
我想说，哎呀，我做基督徒很久了，我做的还不错。
But my idea of Jesus is wrong.
但是我对耶稣的想法是不对的。
So I compare myself to Jesus.
所以当我跟耶稣比较的时候，
and I look just like Jesus. I'm pretty close to Jesus. I'm going to heaven.
我说我跟耶稣很像哈，我可以上天堂了。
See, but this is the false Jesus the world believes in.
但是这是世人所相信的错误的耶稣。
This is the sinful Jesus.
他是一个有罪的耶稣。
Or the Jesus who could possibly sin.
或是认为耶稣很可能犯罪的那样的想法。
See, Jesus is holy.
但是耶稣是圣洁的。
Right.And compared to the true Jesus,
但是当我与真正的耶稣相比的时候，
now I realize,
现在我明白，
I'm not as godly as I thought I was.
我不是我自认为的那么的神圣。
See, what Jesus do you believe in?
所以你相信的耶稣是一个什么样子的耶稣呢？
A made up Jesus by the world who sins?
是世界一个犯罪的世界所想象出来的耶稣？
Or do you believe in the real Jesus revealed in God's word?
还是上帝的话语启示的那个真正的耶稣？
For whom it's impossible to sin.
对他来说是不可能犯罪的。
Here's another way to understand this.
另外一个方法来明白这件事情。
Okay. That guy in the middle is Cal Ripken.
在中间的这一位呢，叫做 Cal Ripken.
He's one of the most famous baseball players that ever played.
他是这个全世界最有名的这个棒球选手。
And if you collect baseball cards, you think this card is valuable?
假如你收集他的这个卡的话呢，他的像明星卡的话呢，他的这卡非常有价值。
Yeah, it's worth a couple hundred dollars. It's a little piece of cardboard, but because his picture's on it, it's worth a couple hundred dollars.
好，一张纸有了他的照片就值200多块钱。
Now these two other men were rookies the same year he started baseball.
那旁边的两个棒球选手呢，同一年跟他都是新选手。
But the guy over there, Bob Bonner.
但是在你们的右边的 Bob Bonner.
He only played one year.
他只有一年打球。
Gave up 13 earned runs in 11 games.
在十一个。
That's detail. You don't need to translate that. And then you got the other guy, Jeff Schneider.
那在你们的左边叫 Jeff Schneider.
He only played 4 years.
他打了四年的球。
Okay. But imagine now, say you're Jeff or Bob.
那假想你是他两边的那两个球员。
And I come up to you and I say, "You see my card?"
然后我拿了我的照片说，哎呀，你看到我的卡片。
My baseball card's valuable.
我的卡片很有价值的。
I'm trying to make you think that I'm actually better than I really am.
好，我是想让你知道，哎呀，事实上我比我自己讲的价值还厉害。
Why is that card valuable? Because of his statistics or his statistics?
我的卡片这么有价值，是因为中间那个选手的这个统计数字，还是因为我自己的呢？
The only reason the card's valuable is because of the guy in the middle.
他们的卡片有价值，是因为中间的那个选手。
Because of his statistics.
因为他的这个棒球的记录。
If he wasn't on that card, you'd be nothing.
假如中间那个人不在你的卡片上的话，你根本一文不值。
Now here's the same thing, right?
那同样的。
Sometimes we kind of want to present ourselves as being pretty good.
有时候我们把自己呈现出来，好像是一个非常棒的人。
Right, and we compare ourselves to a sinful Jesus.
好，我们把自己跟一个有罪的耶稣来相比较。
Right, but the fact is Jesus was sinless.
但是耶稣是无罪的事实。
See, and it's Jesus's statistics.
那是因为耶稣的他的成就，他的这个记录。
He never sinned once.
他从来没有一次犯罪。
See my statistics, I sinned all the time.
那我根据我自己的记录呢，我常常犯罪。
But I'm going to get into heaven because of Jesus's statistics.
但是我能够上天堂，是因为耶稣的记录。
He never sinned once, so he can save sinners.
因为他从来没有犯罪，所以他可以拯救罪人。
Our victory over sin is guaranteed by our sinless Savior.
好，那我们无罪的救主呢？他保证我们的得胜。
You call his name Jesus because he will save us from our sin.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪中拯救出来。
Okay, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin.
圣经说，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
If the Son therefore sets you free, you shall be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你自由，你们就真自由了。
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
那神的儿子显现出来。
To destroy the works of the devil.
为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Is the devil got a lot of influence in your life, or has Jesus destroyed his power in your life?
那撒旦魔鬼是不是他的阴谋是不是已经开始毁灭我们的人生，还是耶稣帮助我们得胜他呢？
Okay, this famous movie, Lord of the Rings.
这是一个很有名的电影，叫做《魔戒》。
It's a famous story, and it has a Christ figure in it.
它是一个很有名的故事哈，在里面有一个基督的形象在里面。
This guy's called Gandalf the Grey.
那这个人呢，叫做灰色的甘德夫。
You can see he's gray.
他是穿的黑色的象征。
And he gets caught in a fight with the demons of hell.
他跟从地狱来的魔鬼呢在征战。
And notice the demon pulls him down into hell.
那这个鬼魔鬼就把他往地下里拉。
But on the way down, he forms a cross.
但是他下面倒下去之后，他手伸出来就形成一个十字架。
Right. It's a picture of Jesus dying on the cross.
好，好像象征耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Descending into hell.
下到地狱里去。
But he didn't stay in hell.
但他没有停留在地狱当中。
Right. Gandalf the Grey came back.
后来这个灰色的这个甘道夫回来了。
And he's trying to free King Theoden from the evil spell.
那他回来要解放这个各个王呢，从这个魔咒当中解放他。
And he thinks Gandalf the Grey is still Gandalf the Grey.
那这个国王就是想说啊，这个灰色的甘德夫还是灰色的。
And when Gandalf says, "I break the spell."
所以，但是甘道跟他说好，我解除了你身上的这个魔咒的时候
，Theoden says.You have no power over me, Gandalf the Grey.
但他说，哦，你在我身上没有权势啊，你这个灰色的甘德夫。
It's a then he reveals himself.
但是甘道夫后来就把自己给彰显出来了。
No longer Gandalf the Grey, I'm Gandalf the White.
他说我不再是灰色的甘道夫，我现在是白色的甘道夫。
And the symbolism of the power of white to overcome the power of darkness.
所以这边就有一个象征，就是说白色呢征服黑色的这个势力。
And then he sets Theoden free from the curse of evil.
就把那个国王从邪恶的这个魔咒当中释放了出来。
And you can't miss, it's a picture of Jesus.
所以你没有办法错过，他是象征耶稣的一个形象。
Because they show you Gandalf the White, an inapproachable light.
因为甘道夫这个白色的，后来在一个看不到、这个没有办法接近的光中显现。
And then he comes back and saves the world on his white horse.
他最后他坐这个白马上回来，哈，要拯救世人。
And good triumphs over evil.
然后就是善良战胜了邪恶。
And good will ultimately triumph over evil only because of Jesus Christ.
最后善良能够战胜邪恶呢，都是因为主耶稣基督。
He is Lord of lords and King of kings.
他圣经上他是万王之王，万主之主。
He died on the cross to save you and me from sin.
所以他死在十字架上，拯救我们从罪中出来。
And if you accept his gift of salvation, you will make it into heaven.
假如你接受他救恩的礼物的话呢，你将来就会在天堂里。
You cannot get into heaven by your good works.
不可能靠自己的善行上到天堂。
Because judgment is based on have you ever sinned.
因为这个审判是在乎到你有没有犯过罪。
And if you have, you need a savior.
假如你有的话呢，你需要一个救主。
And Jesus is the only sinless savior there will ever be.
而耶稣是唯一存在的无罪的救主。
Will you trust him?
你愿意相信他给你救恩吗？让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message of Christmas.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在圣诞节所传递给我们的讯息。
That God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ.
就是上帝在耶稣基督的肉身来到世界上。
Lived a perfect life.
活了完美的一生。
Never sinned once in thought, word, or deed.
从来没有在言语、行为或思想上犯过一次罪。
Would never have to die.
他也从来不会死
because he was sinless.
因为他是无罪的
But he died on the cross for our sins.
但是他为了我们的罪却死在十字架上
so that he could give us eternal life.
好让他把永生赐给我们
Help us believe the truth.
帮助我们相信这个真理
To believe the truth about Jesus.
相信有关耶稣的真理
To believe the truth that we can't get to heaven by our own good work.
相信我们靠着自己的善行没有办法进到天堂的真理
And to believe the truth that Jesus alone can get us into heaven.
也并且相信只有耶稣基督能够带我们去到天堂。
And he proved it by rising from the dead, never to die again.
而他证明从死里复活，而且不再死，就证明了他是救主。
Help us believe.
求主帮助我们相信。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.